Well, it's midday, and along the way, choose the voice for veterans. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's time for information, some education, more entertainment, and conversation. We make it fun in the sun radio at your home, office, or on the run. Explore services that help veterans survive and keep your interests alive. It's Pete the Boss of the Beach, now within your reach. On Radio St. Pete Online, it's Voice for Vets. We're at your service and doing fine.
Oh, we made it back again. And I want to say one thing. Always tune in to me, Keith the Boss of the Beach, and we're going to be talking veterans. The Voice for Veterans is the radio show. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back. A little music and a lot of talk.
Little things I should have said and done. I just never took the time. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind.
All right, we're back now, and I'm going to be talking veterans. Today's show is all about veterans. Veterans' voices. Because I had recently gone through and found out that there are many, many, many other great podcasts designed to support our veterans. You know, the Voice for Veterans is a little bit more than veterans. We've always said we are a part of the veteran nation. Stay tuned to more about the veteran nation. And we are broadcasting right now out of St. Petersburg, Florida. And this weekend was one of those weekends, from Hollapalooza to, guess what? Collard Green Festival, February, Black History Month. I always want to let you guys know that there were major parts of this military which were African-American, which were Mexican, which were Chinese, and other nations were involved. A lot of the Caribbean people came up here and fought for us. So we have veterans all over the world, American veterans, who settled, of course, in some of the places that we don't remember, from World War II in Afghanistan and Saudi Arabia, where we fought wars, we left soldiers. They became veterans in a foreign land. But we won't forget them. U.S. and Latin Veterans Support Embassy is now on the planet. And we're going to be talking more about them in weeks to come. U.S. and Latin Veterans Support Embassy. Now we have representation for veterans worldwide right here in the United States. And we want to thank them for what they do. But I'm going to be talking about music. You guys got to remember that there's a lot of our entertainers that serve the military. And we're going to do a special show every week. I'm going to take a minute and talk about a veteran that served, a military person that served, so that we can expect a little bit more from our veterans who came from the military. You know, one of the biggest names in all of music history. And he can stand with his time and say he was a veteran. Elvis Presley. Let's make sure that we don't forget that Elvis served. He is a veteran. So if you talk about big names that became veterans, we're going to start with Elvis. And we'll work our way from there. When it comes to the world market, we were just talking about reaching out across the world. Guess who is a veteran? The mighty Shaggy. From Jamaica. He served. And one of my favorite, Lloyd Price. He served. Those are three of the names that we're going to be talking about over the next few episodes to bring you up to date on what veterans served the military, what veterans served when they did music or acting or any of the arts, came back out to serve this country. We appreciate who they are and what they represent. And as we grow, you got to remember, where they're having small wars, there's some new veterans out there that are going to be coming back, and they play music. Yes, I'm sure that there's some from Afghanistan. I'm sure that there's some from Iraq. And I know that there's some from, guess what, Vietnam. Somebody come, call me, text me. 727-280-4779 and find me on theairtoday.com. Let me know that you're a musician, that you served, so that we can help get your music out there to play for all of those who want to hear what veterans bring back from the war when it comes to music. Because everybody I know who went and came back kept doing music. Elvis came right back to do music and movies. Shaggy was on the road doing music worldwide. And of course, Lloyd Price continued to make music. So we want to thank all of those artists. Now, I'm going to move on to my favorite subject, and that is now Radio Vision. What is Radio Vision? Before there was podcasts, somebody stuck a camera up in the studio, and they played music, and they stuck a video in, and you could see him changing the records, and they called it Radio Vision. Now there's a new name for it. It's called podcast. And if you go online, you can find out all of the podcasts that are now being pushed to support veterans. 100 best veteran podcasts. Boy, they got some good ones. Beyond the Uniform. When you say Beyond the Uniform, a lot of people don't understand what that means. You never take it off, but you wear it under what you wear. Beyond the Uniform. When you take it off and put it under because it's a part of you, somebody recognizes this. And we want them to say yes when they see you. So when you go to podcasts now, there are over 100 veteran-related podcasts now on the air. You can go down the list of them and find them, but I want you to look for Voice for Veterans. Keith, the boss of the beach, your host. We got Veterans Chronicles. Veterans Chronicles is an hour-long podcast, okay, that tells the stories about America's greatest heroes, and of course, in their own words, this is a podcast. So tune in to, of course, Veterans Chronicles. When you tune in to Voice for Veterans, we're going to be talking about something that's dear to our heart in the west coast of Florida paradise. And that's going to be, of course, Renaissance. That's an activity that comes that supports veterans, military. Look for you. You know what Renaissance is. We've been doing it every year for a lot of years, and we love it. You go back into the medieval times when soldiers had bow and arrows and shields, and they looked like Cossacks and everything else, but they are veterans too. And, of course, when you go to this event, you will enjoy yourself. Those are some of the things you do. And as you move down the list of podcasts, Life on the Line. Now, this one I really like. Of course, Life on the Line is a podcast, and it's international in space, but they love the St. Petersburg area. You got to remember that no matter what's going on in Ukraine or Russia, this city's name is St. Petersburg. We got a little Russian connection no matter what. But we got a lot of veterans over here and a lot of people who understand what war is about, and they communicate with each other. I got a special group, and his name is Joe, and that is with the, of course, auxiliary. And we're talking Coast Guard auxiliary. When you say Coast Guard auxiliary, you're talking about a lot of the Coast Guard executive members, low ball members, new members just now coming and joining the Coast Guard, but they take care of their own. So we're going to be talking to Joe and some of his people with the Coast Guard Auxiliary, and we want you to be able to pay attention and listen to. There are a lot of good things that they're doing because it's the Coast Guard. We tend to follow Army, Navy, of course, Air Force, Marines, and guess what? Coast Guard. I don't know why they're last, because they're the ones that guard us. They're the ones who get out and go down and help the people down on the front line, I say, when they were having people crossing the border. The Coast Guard were the ones who got up and went down first, stood up, made sure that the people trying to get here were treated with pride. And they were able to get in. Those who couldn't get in, they did their best to make them know, don't come over here, because we will get you if you try to come the wrong way. If you want to come the right way, and that was the Coast Guard. We have to embrace what the Coast Guard really stands for when we deal with what we're dealing with in this country today. Number two, And I guess they might be number one, but I'm going to put them number two because they just now getting here. Wounded Warriors, Tampa Bay. Wounded Warriors has opened an office in the West Coast. You know that the home office, Jacksonville, if you're a Wounded Warrior, if you need anything, if you want anything, if you're looking for some kind of help, if you're a family member, you can always call Wounded Warriors Jacksonville. But guess what? You don't have to call Jacksonville anymore. You can get them right here. Wounded Warriors, 813-804-4088. And my guess is ask for somebody, but if you can find Dania, you got the right one. I know that one thing we have to respect is what Wounded Warriors brought to the VSO campaign. Of course, there's always the American Legion, American Veterans Alliance, and many other VSOs, Veterans Service Organizations. But in the last 10 years, there has been one who has stood for all of the veterans organizations. And we got to say it's Wounded Warriors. And we now have Wounded Warriors Tampa Bay on the way. They're here. Many years ago, one of the young men who had lost the use of his legs was an avid hunter. All of his friends kept going hunting. And he would have to show up at the hunting and just sit there in his wheelchair and supervise the hunting. He wanted to go and roam with his buddies. They contacted us over here. And guess what? The Wounded Warriors boys came along with the local VFWs, and they built this boy a wheelchair, and on the back wheels, it was like tractor. So he can roll over rocks and climb up the hills and do what he wants, and it stood up. So when he stopped, he could stand up because of this special chair design. Somewhere on my website, I even got pictures of it. On theairtoday.com, go check out the history. Go into the archives and look at some of the photographs. You will see this young man, and he's happy. Those are the things that Wounded Warriors Project does for veterans. Active military, but especially veterans. Wounded Warrior Project Tampa. And they work very closely with, of course, our guys down there, American Veterans Alliance and Society for Hispanic Veterans, and now the U.S. and Latin Veterans Support Embassy. I'm throwing out the names. I'm going to be a name dropper today because we need to know for our new veterans where to go to find new information. How do you find it? Where to look for it? Yeah, of course, you know that you can go to your website now. You can't understand all of these things unless you go and find them. The old days of radio is still here to stay, not going anywhere. But there's a new way to tune in. And if you're driving down the road, if you got a nice radio at home, if you're on your computer, turn on the radio and leave it as your background sound. Radio still gives out more information than all the rest of them put together. Nationwide radio, and I want to thank all of those people who support radio, especially this month. And this month, of course, I'm going to really support black radio. I'm going to support all the community radio stations, black, white, red, green, and yellow. The community radio stations, the FCC opened up new bands a few years ago, and now you have low power radio. Radio is here to stay, and we are on the way. This is Keith, the boss of the beach, and this is OnTheAirToday.com, WVETOnlineRadio.com, and of course, the rest of us, the community. We're over here now with Joe Bardot, Sunshine Radio 96.7, or St. Pete Online Radio. Either way, you can find us. We do radio. Of course, we're doing podcasts. Every show we do is a podcast. Find us. We're on YouTube. And we're on the rest of them. Now, Tank Nuts. And that one is from London. You won't believe it. Tank Nuts podcast from London. And they talk about the international side. Ann Arbor, Michigan. Veterans Radio. I had talked to that gentleman up there, and he's a nice man. But look for all of the radio. And as of next week, hook or crook, one way or the other, you're going to see Voice for Veterans. Your next mission is a wonderful podcast. And what is your mission? I like this one because he's talking about all the new stuff that veterans can do. Integrating guests who will provide insights and believe me, really take away all of the guesswork. This is about veterans. Yes, your next mission podcast. And that is all about veterans. And of course, we're going to be saying thank you to all of those other local and national and international veteran support agencies, whatever you do. We're going to say hi to Glenn Alexander. He works over here with the Pinellas County Veterans Relationship Office, military. He does a good job. We want to thank him. And we want to thank, of course, Soundcheck Studios for what they continue to do is to support the local artists and especially our veterans. We're going to give a special shout out. I know Tim will understand this, to Mr. Buckmaster. And he had a high operation, I think, this weekend. We hope he's doing all right. But Sean Buckmaster has been a proponent. He's a veteran himself, a proponent for us. In fact, Sean is the one who put me and Tim together, and we're still doing it. Up and down, all around, Soundcheck Studios. If you need to record, if you need some help, he will not only do what he can, but he will do something different. He will go out of his way to make sure you're at the right studio in this West Coast of Tampa market that you need to make sure you get the quality of the services that comes from recording. So we're giving a big shout out, of course, to Soundcheck Studios. He's a veteran, Air Force. My family are all Air Force veterans. My daddy was early Army Air Corps. My brother went to the Air Force, stationed out in the Azores. And then his son, who's also named Sean, is a veteran. So we're going to say shout out to all of our Marines, too. Some of them boys come to fight, and they fight for the right to fight. Guess what? We're going to do them, too. I do want to mention one other podcast, because he handles a lot of veterans news. His name is Mac Payne. Find him. If you go on your website, you look up veterans news, find him, and let him know that you're paying attention. He's one of the good guys, and I got to make sure that, guess what? Tampa Bay has moved into a new category, not only the entertainment side of Tampa, which is in St. Pete, but we do sports, and we got winning teams in sports. So the guy with us, Mike Picard, he's one of our guys who does sports over here, along with one of the big clubs here. So we want to say, look for Mike Picard right here, Sunshine Radio, and do sports. Sports is a part of the entertainment scene. It used to be music and concerts, but now sports draws almost as much. This weekend, we had something called Hapalooza, and they had a bunch of stuff. But guess what? When it comes to sports, we still got a Super Bowl ring in the last 3 years, no matter what Kansas City, the rest of them do. They still got to come through Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is on the way. We do sports. Again, I want everybody to look around, see if you can find another podcast, okay? Find the podcast that might interest you. Veterans Voice Radio Show. That's not me, but I'm coming. Voice for Veterans is mine. And guess what? Veterans Corner Radio. We love these boys because they really do support all of the military, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, and you know the rest of them, Army, Navy, and guess what? They got something now called the Space Force. That's all on podcast. Talk to us. Talk about it. Make sure that we all understand, because guess what? It's something to do with how we communicate, and radio is here to stay. Stay with us. Join us. If you're in the Tampa, St. Petersburg area, this is Voice for Veterans. Voice for Veterans, and we're on, of course, Sunshine Radio 96.7 FM. Tune us in Saturday mornings, as I say, rise and shine. But for midday news, check us out on Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. And, of course, that's us, Voice for Veterans, making sure we make a little noise, making sure that people hear us when we talk, making sure that you can get some new information. And now that we've gone through this podcast thing, guess what? I love it. Voice for Veterans. I'm going to have one person. Wait a minute. Hold on. I won't bother him. That's Morris Roberts. He's a military man right there. One of our major people. Hold on one second.
Will be with you
I think I have Dr. Morris Roberts on the line with us. Uh-oh, maybe not.
Yes, you do, sir.
All right, Morris Roberts live on the air right here, 96.7 FM. He is a military man. Morris, say hello to our audience.
Hello, audience. Hello, WBCE listening fans, listening people. This is your, of course, retired Sergeant Morris Roberts. I was in the Marines and retired out the Army.
Boy, you've been there, you've done that.
Just
tell
sure
them all of the new military guys who's going to get out, what can they expect from the good life?
Well, you should start your career prior to ETS and prior to getting out. Just start another career, help you got a couple degrees of not have a, you know, aircraft mechanic or something on your belt that you can transfer over to the civilian life and go to work. If you retire, go to work. If you retire, don't just sit down. Find you something that you would like to do, that you enjoy doing, and do that. As a matter of fact, when I retired, I started singing professionally. And you can look me up as Marvelous Mo Morris. That's MARVELOUSMOE. And Morris, MORRIS. You can Google that name and I'll pop right up. And I enjoy writing songs and writing songs that paint pictures and tell stories. So,
Morris, you still got the agency?
Yes, we still have a booking agency as well.
Okay.
That's www.mrppagency.com. When we set up concerts and, for get artist gigs, you can check our website out. Some of our previous clients or some of our current clients.
Well, you heard it first right here at Voice for Veterans. This is one of the Voices for Veterans. His name is Marvelous Momari. He spent a lot of years serving this country. He got out, started his own business, and is still doing it. He's helping the music business. He's helping entertainers. So if you happen to be one of those people who've got to write a little song and you need an agent, of course, it's good old Morris
Roberts
right there. He will tell you what to do. He will tell you what to do and how to get it done and give you some work and have some fun. Thank you, Morris, for calling in. We greatly appreciate it. We need to hear you.
Let me leave my phone number.
Leave it.
Marshall,
give it to him.
Phone number for www.mrppagency.com is 404-839-5203. I would love to hear from you, even if you don't. Not in show business. You want to some encouragement to get your career started, hit me up, and I'll be happy to talk to you at the office.
Well, now you heard it right here. Thank you, Morris, for calling in. I'm going to do two more podcast directives. And guess what? You heard it right here.
All your family members and your friends attending the family reunion.
OnlineRadio.com. Keith, the boss of the beach. Thank you, Morris.
You're welcome. We appreciate it. Boss of the beach.
Thank you.
Holding
over
hands,
and out with
we're walking in the park, watching the birds like most
all
lovers
right
do.
Stay with us.
Get in.
We'll be right back.
When you fit in, baby, I want to fit right there with you. Get in. When you fit in, baby, I want to fit right there with you.
All right. We just finished talking to my good friend, Morris Roberts, Marine and Air Force. Started as a Marine, ended up retiring Air Force. No, that's wrong. Marine and Army. But, of course, he supports Air Force, too. Thank you so much for listening this time. And join us, of course, always Sunshine Radio. Sunshine Radio. Keith, the boss of the beach. I'm over here in St. Petersburg, and guess what? I got beaches. I can do 5 beaches in one afternoon if I need to. But we want to say thank you. Thank you for all of our veterans. Thank you for all of our people who support it, especially people in the music industry. We're happy for you, and we're here to help. I got a new sponsor with me called Ozone Gold. Ozone Gold. They do publishing, and they do entertainment business relationships. They're working on several different shows, and we're getting ready to do 12, one a month, across the board, bringing old artists back to the name frame, which made this business what it is today. So again, want to thank those 3 artists this week, Elvis, and of course, we're going to thank all of them, Shaggy, and my favorite, Lloyd Price. Those are the 3 artists we're going to be saluting along the way, who served and then came back to the industry. And my favorite, we're going to be playing her music all the way from her new album coming out, Virginia Rose, the best lady rock band on the planet. Do your rest, but always get the best. Virginia Rose, look for us. Stay tuned. This is Keith, the boss of the beach. And, of course, this is this week's radio show. Join us every week, 8:30 sunshine, rise and shine on a Saturday morning. And in the middle of the week when you need a little inspiration, of course, you got it. Midday News, Thursday, Voice for Veterans, Keith, the boss of the beach. And this one is good. Over and out with a shout. Don't forget, check me out at Ozone Gold.
American Veterans Alliance, WVET, onlineradio.com.
Meet your fine gal, buddies and your pal, out in New Orleans on a street they call a town. I let the two drop in. You meet all your fine friends. Oh, baby, two drop in. Meet you at the two drop in. Yeah. Then the summer, doing the funky chicken and the Charleston too. Doing the boogie woogie. Do down at the 2-drop in. Meet all your fine friends. I'm baby 2-drop in. Meet you at the 2-drop in.
Saturday mornings, this is Voice for Veterans and the rest of us who say we support veterans too. News, commentary, information, education, music, and entertainment. New just for you, 96.7. Now, you've heard the rest. Stay tuned for the best. Rise and shine to Sunshine Radio and stay with us all day long.